Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great and profoundly eventful day. There are reports that within the last couple of hours, Israel and Israeli forces actually entered Gaza. Not the massive invasion that people were expecting, but at least a beginning, raids. This is being reported by Fox News. There was a special address last night. Very unusual to have an address on Shabbat, and it's Shabbat now in Israel, the Sabbath. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke and pledged that Israel will destroy Hamas no matter how long it takes. And the Prime Minister said, we will finish the war stronger. This is just the beginning, he said. Our enemies have only begun paying the price, and I will say no more. This is just the beginning. There is also, it feels like just the beginning in the House of Representatives, but, oh, please end! Get this settled, this speaker business. Steve Scalise has pulled out. He is not running for speaker. There is another candidate. Jim Jordan came back into the race. He is running for speaker. Austin Scott, who is a very good guy, who is a representative from Georgia, who would be probably the best choice of the remaining candidates for speaker. He is a serious candidate as well, and he has profound differences with Jim Jordan and with the Freedom Caucus, which is not a majority of the Republicans in the House of Representatives. What is going on? How will the chaos in the House be settled? We'll be speaking to Karen Tumulty, who is there on the scene. She's with the Washington Post, and talk about what happens next and how all of this impacts Israel. And does it impact Israel? Well, of course. One of the things that Steve Scalise had promised is the first priority, if he took over as speaker, would be trying to push through a resolution in support of Israel. This despite the fact that one of the members of Congress, Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan, decided at this time precisely was a great time to put up a Palestinian flag outside her congressional office. That, by the way, is the same flag that is used by the Hamas. And really? Right now, you're going to fly a Palestinian flag? Meanwhile, a member of Congress showed up this morning wearing an IDF uniform, an Israeli uniform. What's that? What that is that Brian Mast, who has an unbelievable story to tell, he's an American hero. He is not Jewish, by the way, but he has served in the IDF, in the Israel Defense Forces. And he justified wearing his uniform today. He justified it because he is the only member of Congress who has served both in the American Army and in the Israel Defense Forces. He's an evangelical Christian, and he goes to a Calvary Chapel church. And Brian Mast, who's also Latino, what a guy, Republican from Florida. And basically he responded to Rashida Tlaib flying the Palestinian flag. He said, if she's going to fly her flag, I'm going to wear my uniform. And he proudly wore his Israel Defense Forces uniform, recalling some of his service. And he, by the way, lost both legs fighting for our country in Afghanistan. With all of this going on, the Israel Army has just released footage of Operation Sufa military post. In the video, members of the Flotilla 13 elite unit can be seen storming the post on October 7th near the... That's the day of the attack near the Gaza fencing unit. The forces managed to rescue 250 hostages, wiped out over 60 Hamas militants, and captured 26 of them alive. Now, this is partially the intention. The need here is there has been so much question, and this is a very big thing domestically in Israel, where was the army? Where were our forces? And this is an indication that they were very active and immediately after the fighting began. And you said we're able to link the video to... It's right on our website. You can go there to michaelmedved.com and see the Operation Sufa military post, where an elite unit storms the post and rescues 250 hostages. Amazing. Okay. Right now, there is also the question of the Day of Rage. We will talk about that. We'll be speaking later to David French, who puts the morality of this war into context. He's somebody who has served both as a distinguished attorney, a religious liberties attorney, and has also fought for our country in Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll be speaking to David French coming up. We'll also be talking to somebody who has introduced hope for a two-party state here in Washington. And the candidate for governor, Republican, former congressman, boy, as a former congressman, I was talking to him off the air. It may not be entirely sad when he looks back at what Congress is now and what they're going through, the House of Representatives. Dave Reichert, who was a representative of the 8th District here in Washington State. He is now the leading Republican candidate for governor with a real chance of becoming the first governor since 1985 to have a Republican orientation. It's 1985. Think about that. That's a generation ago. Meanwhile, speaking about a generation ago, some of the Day of Rage rallies at the University of Washington and elsewhere around the country people at the University of Washington chanting, "There is only one solution, Intifada Revolution." Okay, this is insane. The Intifada Revolution that they are glorifying, the first and the second Intifada, it's true. They claimed thousands of lives, a few thousand lives, most of them Palestinian, because they were Palestinians killing other Palestinians who disagreed with them, and because people were killed in the process of trying to commit terrorist acts against Jews. And the idea that the Intifada Revolution accomplished anything, that's actually like that nonsensical idea that somehow the Hamas captured something by their strike over the weekend. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about what's in all of the newspapers everywhere, which is the idea that Israel is determined to wipe out Hamas, to destroy Hamas. Is this a question of retribution, of vengeance? No, it's actually a question of protection and security. We will get to that and explain how that works and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
On the Michael Medved Show, Fox News' foreign correspondent Trey Yingst reported from southern Israel minutes ago that Israeli forces have gone into Gaza. We're just learning this right now, breaking. The IDF tells Fox News that Israeli forces entered the Gaza Strip, both infantry forces and tanks, to conduct localized raids. That's what Yingst said to Harris Faulkner of Fox. this was not the full-scale invasion that everybody is still anticipating, but it was an effort, according to the Israeli military, to eliminate militants along the border and also to gather information on those held hostage inside the Gaza Strip. What's very important now is, in fact, taking some hostages back who might have information on what can be done and how work can be accomplished to release, rescue some of those hostages. The best estimates seem to be about 150 hostages, including perhaps even as many as two dozen Americans who are being held by Hamas. Meanwhile, in the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City, which we spoke about yesterday and about the lie about Al-Aqsa being removed or somehow desecrated by the Israelis who have controlled the Temple Mount. They took possession of the Temple Mount at the end of the June War in 1967. And they have done nothing other than to allow basically the Waqf, the Islamic authorities, to not remodel, because you can't do that. This is a historic building that has been there for over 1,000 years. The building has been treated with great respect, and it has not been destroyed or harmed in any way. But today at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Israeli police were permitting only older men, women, and children to enter the sprawling hilltop compound for prayers, trying to limit the potential for violence. Only 5,000 worshippers made it onto the site. I mean, only 5,000 worshippers? In the middle of this crisis, it's a lot of people. Generally, every Friday, which is, of course, a holy day for Muslims, the closest equivalent they have to Sunday for Christian people or Saturday for Jewish people. On a typical Friday, there are 50,000 Muslim worshippers who come up to the Temple Mount, which says something about what an open and understanding society Israel is. Meanwhile, there's a Wall Street Journal front page headline, pretty much a screaming headline. It says, Israel seeks to wipe out Hamas. And then the subheading, goal is to capture or kill all the group's leaders as U.S. urges civilians to be spared. Then the front page of the New York Times, headline, Netanyahu vows to crush foe, first challenge is how to do it. Subheading, seeking permanent end to a threat, but not a reoccupation. Okay, fair enough in all of that, but the idea that comes across and with a lot of the people who are protesting against this Israeli policy is the notion that it is pointless gesture, retribution, revenge, punishment, that this is meant to deter anyone from doing something like this in the future, because if you do, you will have very bad consequences. That is not the prime goal of this mission. And I've talked to people in Israel, including people who are very much involved in the decision-making processes here, and they will tell you the same thing. The goal of this military action against Hamas is, yes, to wipe out Hamas, not to punish them, but to protect children and old people and ordinary Israelis for the future, to make sure that this does not happen again. And the only way you can make sure that is the case is to do what America did successfully with ISIS, which is to apprehend or to kill the leaders, the true believers, the people who have decided to devote their lives to killing innocent others. This is extraordinarily important distinction. And it's very important that people understand it and get it straight. Because, again, this is not just an idea to wildly strike back because you have been struck. And this raises a question about the day of rage that we're undergoing. This is what a rally sounded like at the University of Washington, not far from our radio studios. This is a pro-Palestinian chant breaking out at University of Washington. Okay, you're saying no peace on stolen land, there's only one solution, Intifada revolution. In other words, they don't believe in the existence of Israel. There's a terrific piece in the Wall Street Journal by Walter Block and Alan Futterman, two academics. And they write, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, chant the useful idiots at elite institutions and parades in the West. Who are these people? Atheists who support theocratic lunatics, Democrats who endorse medieval tyrants, feminists who defend misogynists who parade with the desecrated corpses of women, gays who defend maniacs who would joyfully hang them or toss them off the roof of a building. They talk of a secular, democratic, and socialist Palestine. As George Orwell observed, one has to belong to the intelligentsia to believe things like that. No ordinary man could be such a fool. But the world has now seen what from the river to the sea actually means. It is nothing less than a remake of the Nazi Einsatzgruppen. The Einsatzgruppen were the Nazi stormtroopers who gathered up Jewish people, lined them up, shot them, and then dumped them into shallow graves. That was the early part of the war before the death camps were fully operating. Meanwhile, Congress is not fully operating. Why the heck not at this moment of challenge? We'll speak to Karen Tumulty of the Washington Post coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Steve Scalise said, focusing on the needs of America, bigger than any personal vendettas House Republicans may have with one another. He announced at a conference meeting last night he would be pulling out of the Speaker of the House race after a full day of meetings with fellow Republicans. The Biden administration arranging charter flights to help Americans leave Israel as the country is at war with Hamas. The United States and Qatari governments halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid. The European Union issuing warnings to Meta and X regarding the dissemination of what they call disinformation following the Hamas attack on Israel. These social media companies have 24 hours to provide their strategies for getting rid of online terrorist content. Corey Myers, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We were so close. It sounded like the Republicans had actually managed to choose a new speaker with Steve Scalise, who is the House Majority Leader, has been for a while. An extremely well-liked, well-respected guy. Well, it didn't work. He was blocked by 20 or 30 never Scalisers. And so where are they now? There's a column by Karen Tumulty. Karen Tumulty is an associate editor and a columnist for the Post with the provocative and appropriate question as a title. Is there a grown-up in the House? I mean, in the House of Representatives. So where do we stand now? Karen, I spent part of the morning reading up on Austin Scott because my initial reaction was Austin who? But he appears now to be the prime alternative to Jim Jordan. Or where do we stand? Are we ever going to have another speaker?
Well, the fact is the Congress cannot function without a Speaker of the House, and it has a few things it needs to get done. So,
One of the things that we have a government shutdown looming again about a month from now, right?
Right, and they need to get money to Israel fast. They, there is also a great demand to get money to other places, and nothing can come to the House floor unless there is a speaker. So essentially, the Republicans keep meeting in the basement of the Capitol, and they keep going round and round. It looks, if you had to predict anything, which is dangerous at this point, it looks like this is going to drag at least until the weekend. We have Jim Jordan, who of Ohio, who we thought was out of the running. Now he's back in the running. We have this new contender that I agree many of us had were not familiar with him at all, Austin Scott of Georgia. And who knows who else could pop in there. And, if you're up there, you hear all sorts of intrigue and backbiting that you would more associate maybe with the, Bakersfield City Council or something. among the, Kevin McCarthy, who was deposed as Speaker, never really liked Steve Scalise, so he was, fomenting this rebellion among the, McCarthy forever contingent. It's really just become so factional.
There's also a contingent, as I understand it, that does want to install, at least as an interim speaker, Donald J. Trump. How is that movement going?
That is just completely absurd. And I say that not only about Donald Trump, but any other of these kind of... It is true the Constitution does not specify that the Speaker of the House actually has to be a member of the House. But the fact is that Speaker is a real job. It is an inside job. It requires a lot of work, a lot of vote counting, very, very deep relationships with the members of the House. It's not realistic to think that somebody who is not even a member of the House could arrive, whether it's Donald Trump or Liz Cheney or any of those other names you're hearing, could arrive with the skills, the experience, and the relationships to do the job.
Speaking of Austin Scott, one of the things that impressed me reading about him is, first of all, and it really matters because this is a moment of crisis, he is somebody who has been consistently in favor of a strong role of leadership in the world for the United States. He has a record of supporting aid to Ukraine. He also is one of those relatively rare Republicans in the House who acknowledged immediately after January 6th that Biden had been elected president of the United States. Now, I know that seems like a low bar, but there were so many Republicans in the House, including Jim Jordan, who never acknowledged that.
Yes, and while he is a conservative, at least what I used to define as a conservative, and comes from a conservative district, he really doesn't seem like someone who wants to get sucked into all of these kind of symbolic fights that so many on the right seem to get into today. For instance, he served on the commission that was that came up with recommendations for renaming military bases, taking some of the names of these failed Confederate generals off of military bases. I mean, he does seem like a, relatively pragmatic conservative who wouldn't get sucked into all these kind of ridiculous fights that are going on.
Well, it brings up one of my favorite lines, which has inspired me and tries to guide me, is that President Reagan used to say, "I'm a conservative, but I'm not angry about it." And Austin Scott seems to be somebody who's very conservative, very pro-life. He's pro-death penalty. He is tough on crime. He is for a strong defense. He's for traditional marriage, etc. But he's not angry about it.
And the reality, too, and in my latest column, I spent some time talking to previous speakers, to Nancy Pelosi, to Newt Gingrich. There is also a need for a speaker, whatever part of the ideology of their own party that they come from, to occasionally put that ideology aside and sometimes to say no to people who they generally agree with in order to let the House work its will. Nancy Pelosi told me she would often have to tell her fellow liberals, you know, this won't happen. Bring me 218 votes. Newt Gingrich described to me one time having to bring an increase in the minimum wage to the floor of the House, even though conservatives hated it, because 23 of his members, his more moderate members, told him, unless we can get a vote on this on the floor, and even though it's going to pass with moderate Republicans and Democrats, that these guys were going to lose their jobs in the election if the House wouldn't even consider the issue. So really, I think most speakers, at least that I've seen, until Kevin McCarthy, really didn't just sort of coddle the far edges of their own base the way McCarthy did.
There's been also conversation that Kevin McCarthy would be brought back for another try because they can't decide on anybody else. In just a moment left to us, do you think there's any validity to that?
There is still in the Republican conference a contingent of people who remain very, very loyal to Kevin McCarthy.
Wow. And then there's Tom Emmer of Minnesota, I know, who has also been talked about, but he says he doesn't want to be Speaker. And by the way, that's a very understandable sentiment right now. Being Speaker of the House would be one of the more difficult jobs in the world. Karen Tumulty, who does a great job as a commentator on Washington and in the Washington Post. We will be right back on the MedMed Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedMed Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The President of the United States can't solve anything. He can't solve everything. There are certain things he could solve, maybe does solve, but one of his problems is that there's no Speaker of the House. And this is one of those things where, honest to goodness, if Republicans actually hope to maintain a majority in the House of Representatives next time, where they have 18 different members of the House who right now are Republicans representing districts that Joe Biden carried last time, they got to get their stuff together. There's no question about it. Meanwhile, the president is in Philadelphia today. Philadelphia, of course, still celebrating the miraculous defeat of the Atlanta Braves. And no, it's not because of the controversial invocation of Indian warriors in the Braves' name. I don't know what a filly is. A filly is not a horse, not the way they spell it, actually, for the Philadelphia Phillies. But the Phillies going on to the league title, having defeated the Braves, who have the best record in baseball. It's just an unbelievably strong team. People are asking me beforehand, as a baseball fan, who I thought was going to win the World Series. Yeah, the Atlanta Braves, sure. But Phillies beat them. Anyway, with the president in Philadelphia, he was speaking about clean energy and the economy, but he began with an update regarding the Middle East, President Biden.
We're making sure Israel has what it needs to defend itself and respond to these attacks. It's also a priority for me to urgently address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. At my direction, our teams are working in the region, including communicating directly with the governments of Israel, Egypt, Jordan, and other Arab nations and the United Nations to surge support and humanitarian consequences for Hamas attack to help Israel. You know, we can't lose sight of the fact that the overwhelming majority of Palestinians had nothing to do with Hamas and Hamas's appalling attacks, and they're suffering as a result as well. This morning, I spoke with the family members of all those Americans who are still unaccounted for on a Zoom call for about an hour and 10-15 minutes. They're going through agony, not knowing what the status of their sons, daughters, husbands, wives, children are. You know, it's gut-wrenching. I assured them my personal commitment to do everything possible to return every missing American to their families. We're working round the clock to secure the release.
And that obviously a huge priority, and not just for the administration. We're talking about Philadelphia. They began the playoff game, which was very successful for the Phillies, with a moving and tasteful tribute. They also put up a gigantic Israeli flag on the scoreboard on the big Jumbotron that you could see there. And somebody who once in my life, not too long ago, was honored to throw out the first pitch. And no, it wasn't a strike, but it didn't bounce in front of the plate either. I was supposed to be pitching to the Philly Fanatic, and he didn't have a mitt or anything. And in any event, I know excuses. It wasn't a great first pitch, but it wasn't a total disaster. But in any event, this is what it sounded like at the playoff game before, as people were getting ready for the baseball to begin. Listen.
We remove our hats and join the Philadelphia Phillies, the Atlanta Braves, and Major League Baseball in a moment of silence and prayerful thought to memorialize the tragic loss of innocent lives suffered by the people of Israel.
And that's a beautiful and appropriate thing. Speaking of a beautiful and appropriate thing, there is a phenomenal must-read column in the Wall Street Journal by Walter Block and Alan J. Futterman. I was referring to it earlier in this conversation, but it just begins with a clear shot of logic and truth that is so important to take to heart right now. They write in the journal, "A mob of Islamist Arabs, incited by Jew hatred, entered the town and killed as many Jews as they could find. They went door to door, broke into the homes of their victims, and slaughtered innocent men, women, and children. These gangs raped, mutilated, and tortured them while screaming, 'Kill the Jews.'" That was 94 years ago, on Saturday, August 24th, 1929, in Hebron. The picture is essentially the same, only that then the Arab riots that included this massacre ended with 133 Jews murdered. This time it is several times as many, and we don't know the final figure. Given that the events are virtually the same, the question is, why was there no... Why? Why? What was the purpose of these riots and these killing sprees? And they point out there was no State of Israel in 1929. There were no, quote, occupied territories, no, quote, settlers. There was no blockade, no security fence, no checkpoints, nothing. If the excuses of today's murderers did not exist at that time, what did exist? A deep, maniacal, murderous, and utterly destructive hatred of Jews. The same essential factor operating today, to which all other excuses are subservient. These images and videos released by Hamas today were propagated by the assassins themselves. They use them to show their strength and prove Israeli weakness, to demonstrate to the Palestinian Arab population that the Jews can be killed like flies. What does it say of a society that these monsters think this type of propaganda is a good way to mobilize the population? It screams of a deeply perverse and murderous culture, in love with death and destruction. It is the same culture that teaches toddlers to hate, the same society that pays wages to mass murderers, and celebrates on the streets with sweets and shootings when Jews get killed. It is the culture that creates the types of monsters capable of the evil they themselves proudly show to the world through social media. And then here in the United States, we have useful idiots like an unidentified UW, University of Washington, Muslim student who was interviewed today on this, quote, day of resistance. This is clip 15.
Fighting for their people, fighting for their country back. That's what Hamas is doing. What America is saying, what America is promoting, is that Israel is a victim. For what? For Hamas defending their people?
Okay, Hamas defending their people? Okay, there are now already a 500,000, it's estimated, refugees who have been left their home. How is Hamas defending its people? Using their people as human shields? How has Hamas benefited the Palestinian cause or any of the 2 million Palestinians who live in the Gaza Strip? It is beyond ridiculous that Israel is the victim. Well, if Israel is not the victim, who is right now? Who has had the actually door-to-door going from home to home, killing people, holding hostages? And by the way, who is standing in the way of any agreement of any kind? Hamas is completely opposed. They're willing to kill their fellow Palestinians over the idea of a two-state solution because they believe in no state for the Jewish people. Thank goodness there is support of a very different nature from this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.